We finally saw a 30-cent jump in wheat prices, and here to talk about it is Kim Anderson, our crop marketing specialist. And Kim, I guess the big question, have we bottomed out yet when it comes to wheat prices?
Well, I don't know if we bottomed out yet, but we broke the short-run downtrend that was established last July. Prices on the KC December contract got down to $4.66. They came back up and got through that 480 resistance level up in the 490s. It's back down around that 480. Looks like right now we're probably going to establish a sideways pattern. Now, one problem is that we haven't broken the long-run downtrend that was established in December of 2010. To break that, we probably got to get KC prices up above $5 and maybe up closer to $5.50.
Now, what do you think the price of Oklahoma wheat would be without the abnormally high value of the dollar?
Well, it depends on which index you use, whether you use the futures or whether you use the the trade weighted index by the Board of Governors of the Federal Reserve System, and that's the one I'm going to use. It's got the index about 18% above the 8-year and the 10-year average. If you look at the export prices, an 18% above average dollar index increases the price for export a dollar, or lowers a producer's price a dollar. It could be as 75 cents, so let's go 75 to a dollar. That means current prices without this index should be in the $5.50 to $5.75 range rather than $4.50 to $4.75.
With that in mind, what price levels are you watching?
Well, I'm watching the Kansas City December contract. The important price levels is 466. Of course, that's the bottom. That's been the lowest price on the nearby contract since about 2007. The price is around 480. Above 480, it's going to stay up and challenge 5. Below 480, it's going to go back and challenge at 460. If we can break 5, then we can run it up to 520, and we get it to 520. We're coming closer to breaking that long-term downtrend and maybe some slightly higher prices.
That's wheat. Let's switch gears now to corn and soybean prices. How are these markets looking?
Well, those harvests are going relatively well. You look at traditionally how you should sell the corn and beans. You've had about a 30-cent rally in corn. It looks like it's established the bottom, but we've got a lot of corn and a lot of beans to harvest yet. You look at soybeans, they're wallowing around down around their low prices. So corn's came up about 30 cents, maybe, and it's established a sideways move. Soybeans move around. The odds are they've created the bottoms, but I'd say there's probably about a 70% chance that we bottomed out and a 30% chance we'll go down another 50 or 60 cents.
And last but not least, for producers who have grain in the bin, what should they do?
If they've got corn or beans, I'd go ahead and move it as I got it in the bin or took it across the scales. If I'm dealing with wheat in the bin, I'd probably stagger it in the market between now and January 1. You can either do the third and a third, a third, or you can break it up if you've got quite a bit of wheat into, say, increments of 4, sell a fourth of it now, the other 3/4 in October, November, and December. And I'd set kill dates and kill prices. In other words, say I'd have it sold by October the 14th, or $4.75, whichever happened first. When I sold that lot, then I'd set the target date and target price for the next one.
Okay, good advice. Kim Anderson, we'll see you next week. Thank you.